Let me tell you a story. It's a few years ago, and I'm in the bathroom and I'm squeezing. What I'm actually doing is I'm taking a shirtless picture for my Tinder profile. I've been working out harder than usual. I'm in university. I've been trying to like quit drinking or at least drink a little bit less, eat a little bit cleaner, and lose some weight so my abs are looking better. And I'm taking like this sexy Tinder picture where I'm naked and I've just got a towel like in front of my private part, and I'm like looking like proper sexy. Like this. Take the pictures, upload them onto Tinder, and it's actually amazing what happens. Straight away, I see an increase in how many likes that I'm getting. I start swiping, get more matches than usual, higher quality women than usual. And the amount of matches I get within an hour of making this new profile is incredible. I'm not some model tier guy, and this was a few years ago, but within 1 hour of making my Tinder profile, I had 10 likes from girls. For a lot of guys, they don't get 10 likes per month. And I had this within an hour. This made me realize that looks get your foot in the door as a guy. Improving your looks, getting into shape, building some nice muscle, getting a bit leaner, maybe improving your style a little bit will get your foot into the door. But the issue with just improving your looks, like being more physically attractive, is that you'll still have to do all the hard work. You can be a Chad, but that just means that more women are open for you to essentially try to get them. It doesn't exactly make your dating life very much easier, which is contrary to popular belief. A few years after that, I'm in a bar on a first date with this girl, and we're like buying cocktails and everything. And you know how like cocktails are $10, $20 each, and we're buying multiple of those. Things are going well, and we're about to leave the bar together. So we leave, grab my jacket, she's on my arm and everything. I feel awesome. And we're just walking out. And I end up just checking my phone because I'm really interested of seeing the results of what's just happened. Because on this same day, I launched my first ever paid product, which was a online course on how to build your dream body. It was called the Aesthetic Body Course. And I put it for $97. I check my phone and I see like every entrepreneur, every like wannabe entrepreneur's dream, where it's just PayPal and Stripe notifications, $97, $97, $97, $97. I've been on this first date with this girl, spent maybe $50 or $100, and I made $400 in that time. And I feel awesome. The lesson from this story is that money makes your dating life feel less stressful, especially when it comes from actually paying for dates. But there's still something missing. You still have to go on the dates. You still have to impress her. You still have to like put on the game. There's an easier route. The final story I'll tell you is about status. Just recently, I went onto Instagram on my phone and I went onto the Instagram requests. That's when someone DMs you who you don't follow. I went on there because usually every time I look at it, there's like a big podcaster who's got 100K followers, 200K followers, and they'll be in there who've sent me an invite saying, okay, Hamza, if you want to come to do this podcast in London or whatever, here's like the invite. I went to look for that again. This time there were three. Not of the podcast invites, but three DMs from girls first, who I don't even follow. I've never spoke to before. They DM'd me like out of the blue, basically flirting with me and like essentially sending me the first message as you probably would on Tinder to a girl. They messaged me first. For many men watching this, they wouldn't even really believe that this was the truth. Because again, I'm not some like model looking guy. I wasn't born with the perfect genetics, or I wasn't, I didn't like have amazing success with girls when I was like a teenager. In fact, I didn't even kiss a girl till I was 17 years old. But status, in my opinion, is actually the strongest part when it comes to attracting women, because looks gets your foot in the door, money makes dating feel less stressful, but status makes women chase you. With status, that is how women literally and figuratively throw themselves at you. An example I'll tell you is go and look up your favorite rapper. Who is it? 21 Savage, Post Malone. If you actually look at a picture of them right now, if we're being honest, they're actually fucking ugly. Like most of them. They're like physically, they're actually really ugly guys. But they have more women throwing themselves at them than warlords, than presidents, than rulers of countries. Than any Chad that you've ever seen in your life before, any like visually, like, model, really attractive guy, any rich guy, it's status. It's being that rapper. It's being the host of the party. It's being like the influencer, the celebrity, the movie star. Many movie stars that women throw themselves at are actually ugly. Physically, if you just saw a picture of them with no status aligned, like physically, like a 2 or a 3 or a 4 out of 10. And they have like gorgeous women acting in this weird, crazy way. Like you can imagine how women are in like a rap concert where they're literally like spazzing out and like throwing themselves, taking their bra off and throwing at them. So you can waste a lot of time chasing looks, money, and status like many guys do. Many guys are on this season of their life where this is what their focus is. They want to improve their looks, they want to get more money, and they want to improve their status within the social hierarchy so that they can attract more women. You can waste a lot of time doing this. In this shorter video, I want to explain how you can get 80% of the progress that you could make in 20% of the time. So you can speed up your progress by magnitude if you just follow these steps. By the way, bro, you're consuming all of these educational videos, which is awesome. But let's be more serious. There is a war on masculinity, and for us to win this war, we need you to join our gang. I'm welcoming you to the Adonis Gang. Come join your brotherhood by clicking the top link in the description right now and watching that welcome video after you finish watching this one. We'll start with looks. To maximize your looks in the shortest amount of time, you need to rinse out in the gym what's called noob gains. Noob gains in the gym is where you start, and for the first 1 or 2 years, you make the most amount of muscle you ever will in your life unless you take steroids. So any guy can get into the gym, basically follow like any routine that he finds online, and within 2 years he would have made a very significant amount of muscle mass that would make him look awesome. After that, like after the second year, third year, fourth year, the amount of muscle you make diminishes very much. So I can like literally make it my full-time job, go train in the gym, train hard, eat protein, do all that stuff, sleep right, and I might make a few pounds of muscle at this point. If you've never got into the gym before and you go train for this year and you slack off and you drink alcohol and you eat junk food and you don't even sleep well, but you literally just show up to the gym 3 to 5 times a week, you'll make more than probably 10 pounds of muscle. You make a lot in the first 1 or 2 years. So let's say I'm assuming like you're just a guy who hasn't done much, literally just show up to the gym a few times a week. I'll make one of those like beginner routines and I'll just link them below, or maybe I'll find like a good guide or something. I'll just link it below for you, and you literally just brain dead, like literally turn your brain off, just do what it says, show up to the gym, don't overthink it, don't even get into the whole culture of like fitness videos where you're then, you know, you're tracking every gram of rice and you're thinking, okay, protein and everything. Just eat a little bit more meat, get a little protein powder thing if you want to, don't even overthink it. You can literally make most of the muscle with just this like brain dead attitude towards fitness. Once you've trained for about 1 or 2 years, and preferably you've been gaining weight through that time, then you just want to do what's called a cut. A cut is where you just lose body fat, but you maintain muscle. And the way that you do this is that you keep eating a lot of protein, you keep training whilst you eat less. So what you want to do is you train for the first 2 years or something, you gain a little bit of weight as you do that, which is the muscle and then a little bit of fat. And then when it's time to cut, you basically just eat less, you maybe do a bit more cardio, and you want to get to the point where you're about 10% body fat. No one is good at estimating their body fat percentage, but you can look at online on like Google on some random pictures. 10% is when your cheeks will really hollow out. It's when you'll have like the lower set of abs. It's usually when you'll have veins through your abs as well. And it's when like your chest fat will all go away. So you'll have a full on like pec at all angles and everything. Once you hit that level, you've maximized how much attraction you can get from having like muscle and being in shape, especially with your face, which really looks a lot more attractive when you're at about 10% body fat. You lose a lot of the sort of like chubbier look around like your cheeks. When you're naturally on lower calories as well, then your bloat of your stomach goes away. The bloat of like eating carbs and rice and pasta and bread goes away from your face, and you get like, you know, the sort of TikTok boy, Instagram guy, like cheeks where like his cheeks look really hollow. He's got a nice jawline. You get that once you get to about 10% body fat. After 2 years of lifting and eating protein and building muscle, the ROI of your efforts in terms of building muscle and getting girls with it significantly goes down. So to maximize like how attractive you are through muscle, you really don't need to put much effort in after about 2 years, 3 years of lifting. Because after that point, as the memes say, it's like, it's guys who are attracted to you, and it's guys who will say like, oh, nice delts, bro. Girls don't care. If you ask girls like what their favorite, like most attractive physique is on a guy, it'll be a guy who looks like he rinsed out his noob gains, gained 10, 20 pounds of muscle in like 2 years, 3 years, something like that. And now he's just fairly lean. most girls don't actually like a guy who, for example, is 200 pounds, 10% body fat. It's more like 170, 180, 10%. And not only that, after you've rinsed out the noob gains, it's so much harder to make the muscle. So if you wanted to, for example, just train really hard for the first 2 years and then ease off your training and literally train like one or two times a week, like bodybuilder style, and then do whatever other workout you wanted to do every other day for martial arts, you could actually do that. So if you're a young guy, literally just smash gym for the next 2 years. After that, you can ease off. You don't have to eat as much protein. You can maintain the muscle with only like one set per week instead of needing to do like 4, 5, 6 workouts per week as you might be doing right now. You don't need that massive look to attract women. Now, you can do that for yourself. If, for example, you get into the gym, you've been building muscle for 1 year, 2 years, and you absolutely love training, you love the lifestyle it gives you, it's so fun to progress in something, by all means, keep going. Like, I've kept going now probably about 10 years in. It was about women for the first few years. Now it's literally just that it's like, it's fun and it's just part of me. It soon becomes this thing where it's kind of like video games where you have like a skill and you want to keep getting experience and like level up in this skill. So at first it's because of like the things it will get you, and soon it just becomes like you actually enjoy the task of going to the gym. Like me and my friend Scott, we were looking on YouTube at this new like YouTube bodybuilder who's going really famous. His name's like Sam Sulluck, big guy, and he was showing me, and you know, we look at like analyzing his YouTube strategy or whatever, and we were just like, do you want to go hit a bodybuilding workout after this? So we just go and we're like basically like screaming like old school bodybuilders doing those like light exercises with like lateral raises and just like shouting and going like with every set. So we just kind of train for fun these days, which is absolutely fine. Once you have built that right amount of muscle, 2 years, 3 years, you've got that sort of aesthetic V taper, you can really divert a lot of your attention and then put that into the things that will help your life more, like money, entrepreneurship, business, purpose, relationships. Another part of improving your looks is to get a clean haircut. For many young guys, they're trying to find their way around what their style will be. So I'll give you like a blanket piece of advice. In general, the fade haircut works for most guys. So fade undercut is basically where like the sides and the back are cut shorter and they're tapered up slowly into a longer hair at the top. For literally 90% of guys, that will work and it'll probably look a lot more attractive than your current look. Now, again, this is something you want to be authentic with. If that sort of like haircut doesn't feel right for you, if it doesn't seem right for your head shape, if that's not what you actually feel like, then by all means, don't do that and maybe grow yours out, have it shorter. But for a lot of guys in self-improvement, what they'll do is they'll trim all their hair off. So I've done that many times and you just go like what's called monk mode. That will definitely reduce your attractiveness, like trimming all your hair off, just being purely bald, 100% that will reduce your attractiveness. These days, the two haircuts that will make you the most attractive is the undercut fade, like the tapered fade, and also the more of the sort of TikTok boy, longer hairstyle, especially if you're a younger guy. For me, I did the undercut hairstyle for a long time, and that's definitely what I'm the most attractive with. Right now, it's like, I'm just for the first time, it looks messy right now, but for the first time, I really want to grow my hair out so it's long and I can do it in like a man bun and I can have like this big, like kind of like, my inspiration is Khal Drogo from, Game of Thrones. I want like the beads in my beard going up here and stuff. I'm not really doing this to maximize my looks anymore. I'm doing this just because it's like, I just think that looks cool. It looks badass. But if I was like in the stage of wanting to, you know, increase my SMV, wanting to maybe attract a good girl and stuff, I'd 100% be like trimming my beard into a stubble. I'd be making the undercut hairstyle. Along with the haircut, if you are going to go with the fade undercut style, make sure you use some kind of product to style the hair. So when I was young, I didn't know that this was a thing, but I didn't realize there's stuff that you put in your hair to style it. There's gel, wax, pomade. Basically, if you go to like a supermarket, you'll see there's a section for like men's hair. You can go there and get one of these things, or if best case scenario, you go in there and you buy like 5 of them to try them all out. And I'd actually did this once. I bought like 5 of them, even though it felt kind of expensive. And for one day, I tried loads of them on, then I showered, then tried another one on, then tried, you know, did this. And I found them like the best one that I preferred. And that was the one I used for years to like have my hairstyle looking exactly the same. You want to make sure you actually use some product to style your hair if you've got like that sort of short to medium size length. Like for example, if I didn't wear the cap, my hair would look a little bit clapped right now. But if I did have that kind of like pomade wax product and I styled it, and especially if it was like, you know, like a little bit groomed and stuff, it would look better. I remember being 15, 16, 17 years old, not knowing that gel and wax was a thing. And I'd style my hair with water. So in the morning, I'd literally, you know, I'd shower or whatever, and I'd put water on my hands, style it. It looks kind of good. And I'd be so shocked every time, like midway through college, like through school, that it wasn't styled anymore. I'd almost be like, whoa, what? Like, I thought, you know, I fixed it this morning. So I'd be in the bathroom of college, like in between the classes, style it again with water. And within 5 minutes, you know, it's dried and it looks like terrible again. And it was only when I was like 17 years old that my brother showed me that there's such a thing as like styling your hair with product. All of like the cool guys that I was next to, they all knew that already, but no one told me. So I was there trying to style it with dirty water. With your beard as well. Unfortunately, many young guys who are watching this video, their beard doesn't look good at all. Now, again, grow it out if it's fun for you, if you know this is the first time you want to see. But if I was going to speak to younger me, 15 years old, 16 years old, 17, 18, I was trying to grow my beard out and it was so like patchy, but I didn't see it when I was younger. I thought I had like a full beard when I had like literally like sideburns and then nothing on the cheek and like a little bit here, and it just looks like scraggly and a little bit dirty. If you can grow like a certain bit of the facial hair out, so you can have different styles, you can have the mustache, you can have the goatee, the full beard, the stubble, fine. But if it's not really growing well and you keep thinking to yourself, man, I wish it grew faster, chances are you'll probably be more attractive if you just clean shaved, or maybe if you like let, like, you know, tiny bit, like you got the trimmer on the lower setting and just use that up or down. And you had like the tiniest amount of like stubble, but it wasn't anything that was like quite scraggly and uneven and broken patches and stuff. If you can grow the full beard out, that can be nice. In general, the studies that I've seen, what women find the most attractive is what's called a 7-day stubble. So basically, you shave everything, and 7 days later, for a grown man who's got high levels of testosterone, DHT, within 7 days, so maybe I can have some pictures up for you now. That will take a grown man 7 days. For many young guys, it might take us more like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks to get that level where it's like you've got almost like a dark stubble. Like you can imagine your dad would have the 7 day stubble in like 2 days, and your granddad will have it in like literally 3 hours. Like these, especially if you're brown as well, they shave and within like an hour, they've already got like 7 days stubble. For me, mine's a bit slower. So this has taken me like probably like 6 months or something, this beard right now. In terms of your skincare, so many young guys ask me questions about skincare, about acne. There's something you can do right now if you want to see the progress that I've made. If you go onto my channel and look at the videos of when I was in Dubai, which was December 2022 and also early January 2023, go and look at what my skin looks like there. Even look a little bit earlier in like October, November 2022. My skin is a lot worse and I just looked a lot sicker than I, like, that, you know, I look very healthy now. So there's a few things that I've done. I don't eat really any processed foods or anything like that. There's nothing I eat comes in like a cardboard box. All I eat now basically is just meat and fruit. So I haven't ate carbs in a very long time. I don't eat pastries, chicken nuggets, pizzas, rice, anything like that. I literally genuinely, I eat 3-4 steaks a day. Sometimes I eat fish, and I have just a fuck ton of fruit as well. That's all I eat. And honey as well. Honey and yogurt, that's it. I eat up literally maybe about 7 ingredients, 8 ingredients. And I've like, my skin has never been this clear before. If you want to see an extreme transformation, go to the earliest videos of my channel or after maybe about 5 of them when I was in maybe 2020, and look at how dark my eyes used to be, how sickly my face used to be. That's when I used to eat a lot of like normal processed foods. And you know, like your mom goes to the supermarket and buys like frozen chips or whatever. That's what I used to eat every day. And it just made my skin and my like glow look so much worse. So the first thing which anyone will tell you when it comes to like acne and skincare, just eat less rubbish food, eat less of it. I'm not saying that you need to eat vegetables or anything like that, but if you can limit like the amount of like random sugar and processed stuff, cardboard box kind of meals that you can eat, everything's going to improve, not just your skincare. Then naturally as well, you want to be drinking high quality water. So I'm in Bali, in Indonesia right now. And in some countries like this, you can't actually drink the tap water. And so what you do is you buy like the sort of glass bottles like this. But if you're from countries where you can drink the tap water, you still have to be careful because that tap water still contains a lot of harmful chemicals. People don't really speak about this, but even in the UK, Switzerland, basically any country's water has got pollutants inside of it. often these are ones which are very bad for both men and women. Fuck up your hormones. There's like essentially the birth control, like contraceptive pill in there. There's so many pollutants and stuff. And it's such a huge problem. Like, this is going off topic, but it's such a huge problem that people drink tap water anywhere in the world, even in Switzerland that has the cleanest water. So at home, what I have is, I don't drink from like bottles like this or anything, but what I have is a water filter. So if you just search on Amazon, RO, it stands for reverse osmosis water filter. That's something that if you do live in like a first world country that you can invest in, because it's pretty pricey. Like, the one I have at home is about $700, and you get that installed into your sink, and it's almost like a new tap that comes out of your sink, and that one has no pollutants, no chemicals, no nothing. Since we had that one, this is probably going to shock you a little bit. That's the only change that I made. And my estrogen, the female sex hormone, decreased by about half since I had that. I had like bad symptoms, like many young guys do, with like gynecomastia, where like, as men, like, men are growing titties these days. Men literally have like breasts these days and have like very like effeminate voices, and, you know, feel like very like unmanly. My female sex hormone halved when I stopped drinking tap water. How fucked is that? And at the same time, my skin and my face just looks the best it's ever looked so far. Along with this, it's all of the micronutrients and supplements you can take. So I have one which I'll link below, because they gave me like an affiliate link and they're a very good company. I've used them for years. It's called Bionic. So Bionic's like this higher end thing. Again, it's pretty pricey. So it's motivation for you to work hard and make money, or maybe you can afford it right now. But basically, it's like a custom made supplement service. So they set it up and you get a blood test. They see in your blood test exactly like which minerals and nutrients you need, and then they make you a custom supplement with exactly that. So it's very powerful. It's like, when you think about it, when you often take, like, you buy a random supplement because someone on YouTube mentioned like, yeah, you know, zinc is really important, and you often can't even like really tell, like, you're too intelligent, you know like the placebo effect and everything. But when you get the blood test and it literally shows, okay, you're low on this, you're high on this, and we are putting in this exact amount that you need for optimum health. Very powerful. This is the only supplement that I really notice the difference in when I take it or when I don't take it. So if you want to get this like custom made high quality supplements, there'll be a link in the description. Now we're going to mix money and status together. So we've maximized your looks in literally like the lowest amount of time possible. We got you a haircut, got you in shape, got you lean, got your skin looking better, sweet. But just that, like I said, we'll get your foot through the door. Now we want to get you money and status. And there's a very interesting way to do this, which does both of them at the same time. The new meta of making money and increasing your status in the social hierarchy is becoming an influencer. It's becoming a community leader. This is the greatest tactic available to level up like the ranks of men. It's basically like, in a simple way, post content, gain a following, monetize the following, and you will be seen as like a modern day like leader. It sounds cringe to say, but the, like, alpha male is exactly how people behave when it comes to like influencers. When you see someone, maybe myself, when you see Tate, when you see David Goggins and Iman, the way that people interact with them is exactly how people interacted with like the stereotypical alpha males of like the gorilla kingdom and cavemen. This is how you become high status. And you also, it is the single greatest way to make money in this modern day. Not even close to anything else. You can go and study every day for 12 hours, go and pick out the best degree possible. You still would not be able to make even 20% of the money that I make as a guy who, like, I grew this business from my bedroom. Like, I didn't even get changed. Like, I used to just make these videos in my bathrobe, like, that I'd, you know, just be chilling in. There's guys who study for 10 years who make less money than girls who post videos of themselves on TikTok. Now, the world shouldn't really be like this. Fine, we should be, you know, paying doctors more. Okay, fine. But this is the game. So you can either not play the game and complain about it, or you can just win the game. I choose to win the game. So this is exactly what you do. You grow an audience by giving value to a target avatar. What this basically means is you think about a certain type of person that you could give value to, basically that you could help through advice, through education, through entertainment, inspiration, motivation, and you post content about that. I started by thinking about my younger self, so younger Hamza, and I thought of him as like a person that my entire channel, my content, everything that I do is for him, younger Hamza. And what I just do to give him value, I just make these educational videos where I'm basically giving my younger self advice. It turns out my younger self isn't very unique, because there's 2.2 2 million guys in our audience. This becomes your status as you gain followers on TikTok or YouTube. You start to funnel them into more of the personal social medias, which for example is Instagram. So my Instagram has 165,000 followers and I've only posted on it like 20 times. I don't actually like use it that much. But when I basically meet anyone who gets my Instagram, they're impressed. And it's like, it shouldn't be this way because it's shallow as fuck. But like, I'll speak to someone and let's say they like me like as a 6 out of 10, for example. This is how much they respect me, like me, whatever it is. As soon as they see my Instagram following, not even the post, but just how many people follow me, they like me at least like 30% more. When you get this, it's like you see how shallow and like how fake people are. But it's, I don't blame them because it's like, imagine me and you met in the old primal days. You saw me in a jungle and you thought, okay, you know, Hamza's a 6 out of 10. Then we walk back here and I show you my tribe and I'm the leader. Then you'd be thinking, oh shit, okay, I underestimated him. He's the tribe leader here. Fair enough. He's actually high status. He's got a lot of resources. Like this is how I thought he was. This is how much he actually is. When you have a large following on Instagram, it's basically that. It's the hidden reveal of like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm a tribe leader. I'm actually an alpha male. Again, using the term alpha male sounds cringe, but that is a fantastic way to describe it. That's your status. Post content that helps people on YouTube or TikTok, gain an audience, send that audience over to Instagram. And you can 100%, you can say, oh, but Instagram's bad. Social media is bad for your mental health. I totally agree with you. Again, don't play the game at all. You don't have to. If you are going to play the game at least a little bit, you may as well win the game. If you've got an Instagram profile right now, if you watch YouTube and stuff, you may as well win then. Like, in my opinion, there's no point having the middle zone. If you've got like an Instagram, you've only got like 100 followers, 1,000 followers. It's like, you may as well increase that to 100K and actually get the benefits that come with that rather than having like none of the real benefits, but all of the sort of negative consequences. If you don't want to download Instagram, you don't want to use social media at all, I respect that as well. Now you just need to go and monetize your audience. So we've built up the amount of people that we've been given value to. Now we just need to find a product to sell them. Some people will make a physical product, so like a real life thing. My friend Chris made supplements and he's like, you know, got the manufacturer, the labeling, the health standards, whatever. Then he sends it off with the delivery stuff. He does that. That's a very difficult kind of business to get into. For many of the influencers these days, that the meta product or like service to sell is actually what's called an info product, which is basically where you sell either courses, but I believe the new thing is going to be where you make your own private community. Private community, basically, it's you can go have a look if you want at my one, which is called Adonis Gang. It's the top link. But it's where you use like Discord or School or Reddit or Slack, and you charge people for coming into there. And basically, like, you just accumulate all of your followers in this one place. And you just kind of like show up there, you talk, you set some people like, you know, some messages, you maybe give them some kind of like content advice, connect people together. This is like the number one meta, in my opinion. Grow on social media, funnel everyone to a community. Tate's done it, Iman's done it, many, many people are doing it. It used to be the exact same thing, but you just funnel everyone to a course. Nowadays, you funnel everyone to a community, and inside that community, you also have the course. Now, as I speak these words, I only just released my program, Adonis Gang, this morning, and 100 guys joined it literally, basically instantly. By the time you watch this, which is probably like the turnaround on this studio that I'm in and editing and stuff, it's probably a few days, right? It's probably more like 1,000 people will be in there. And that's my lowest ticket, like cheapest product. I've got 3 of them. One of them's got 900 people in and they pay $500 to join. And then they pay $100 every month to stay in. So if you do the math on your calculator right now, there's 900 people in there. They paid $500 to join. That's $450,000. And then they pay $100 a month to stay in there, which is 90 grand per month consistently. That's one of my programs. Now, I've got a huge audience. I'm able to speak in a very influential, manipulative way to get this success. But as a random young guy watching this, if you just start posting your advice, it's so much more purposeful than you think. We've got to this video because we're literally just thinking about like how to improve our looks, money, status, so we can get laid. Like that's basically most guys' like desire. But I want you to think right now of how purposeful and wholesome this is. You've been through so much in your life that you could speak about to help your younger self. All of us have. There's some shit that you went through. If you just got your camera out and you recorded videos, maybe for TikTok, maybe for YouTube, and you made almost like a guide for your younger self to get through this hard patch that you know he's going through, you would literally like save someone's life by doing that. That's why you get the subscriber. That's why you get the follower. And then when you tell that same guy who's now his life has been saved by you, that you've got like a community that he can join for $5, $10, $20, and he can get a little bit closer to you, and he can get closer to guys who are similar to him. Suddenly this becomes so much more wholesome than just us like trying to increase our SMV to attract women. This is literally like giving community and purpose and mission to people around the world who really need this. I just live streamed this morning and I said to everyone who was watching, like, just mark my words, community is going to be the biggest, most important thing very soon. I don't know enough about like AI and stuff to speculate, but what I can promise you is community can't be replaced. AI will take your job. It will take even the creator's job. It will take the artist's job. Fine. But us humans getting together based on shared values and based on growing together, that's something that we absolutely undeniably need, and it can't be replaced or outsourced. If you become one of these community leaders, you will be rewarded so heavily. So I think now is the time. That website that I use to host my community is called School. It's a phenomenal website led by a brilliant leader CEO named Sam Ovens. And I'll link like the School link below this. It's an affiliate link as well, but you can just go like start your own little community if you want and start funneling people into there. Following these steps will get you looks, money, and status so much faster than going about it the normal route that many people will do, which means that if you follow this video, you basically just saved a few years of your life. You're welcome. So this is the actionable step for you. Figure out the exact constraints of your life right now. Where are you? If you're at the beginning stages, you're a random like young 18-year-old, you haven't really done, like, you know, you don't have that many accomplishments, then probably start with looks, start with the gym, start with building muscle, start with improving your look, your haircut, facial hair, and your style. Because those are things you can get very fast boosts in. And when you get into the gym consistently, you're making a lot of muscle every month right now, which is awesome. Once you've made a decent amount of progress in the gym, you can literally go and make like your fitness brand. You can go make your fitness TikTok, fitness YouTube, and you're just giving those pieces of advice. And maybe naturally you speak about other things. You speak about studying. You speak about, you know, heartbreak from the girl who did this to you last year. And you speak about how to improve your mental health and improve your diet and why sugar is so bad for you. And you're spreading out a really wholesome message there. Do the hard work. Especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.